And I'll see the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
All right. The most dangerous job. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we turn our attention to this, your word,
主啊, 让我们现在将我们的注意力摆在你的话语上面。
We pray that you will help us to have special understanding and to act accordingly to what we learn. In Jesus' name we ask these.
希望您能让我们的心思可以打开，让我们更能了解并使用今天所讲的讯息。在奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。Amen. Amen.
The most dangerous game. Most dangerous job. If I asked you, what do you think is the most dangerous job in the world to do? What would you guess? Lion tamer, perhaps. Actually, lion tamers rank only number 20th on the list.
那么如果我今天问你，你觉得世界上最危险的工作是什么呢？ 你会怎么的猜测呢？ 比如说驯兽师吗？ 这是一个好的猜测， 但是在前20名最危险的工作之中， 这才是第20名。
Lion tamer is actually number 20th on the list. It's the 20th most dangerous by fatality rate.
驯兽师实际上在列表之中排名20, 死亡率也是排名在第20最危险的工作之中。
Policeman, perhaps?
那么警察呢?
That's number 14.
警察是排第14名的。
Here are the top five.
那么最前面的5名是以下的。
Number five is refuse and recyclable materials collectors.
第5名是垃圾和可收器材收入的这些工作人员。
The average fatality rate for all jobs is 3.5 per 100,000.
那么平均里面来讲，每10万个全职工人所受到的致命伤是总共是3.5个人。
But for these people, it's 44.3. Who'd have guessed?
那刚刚3.5是一般的来说，那但是这些垃圾回收人员，他们的死亡率可是高达44.3。
Number four, roofers, 51.5 fatalities per 100,000.
第四名是屋顶维修工人，在每10万个全职工人所受到致命伤害，总共是有51.5个人会受到这种伤害。
Number three, aircraft pilots and flight engineers, 58.9.
第三名的话是飞机驾驶员和工程师，在每10万个全职工人所受到致命伤害之中，高达58.9个人。
Number two, fishers and related fishing workers, 77.4.
那么在第二名的话是渔民和捕鱼工人，那么这些因为他们的工作来说，在这里的死亡率是高达77.4个人。
And number one, logging workers, 97.6.
一名是伐木工人。 总共是有97.6个。
So there you go, the most dangerous job in the world.
这些便是世界上最危险的工作。
Or is it?
但是是的吗?
There's actually one job that is more dangerous than any or all of these. Can you guess what it is?
实际上有一项工作是比这些工作们都更加危险的，你可以猜一下吗？知道是什么吗？
It is this, pastor, church leader.
是牧师，教会里的领袖。
Now that might be surprising. Why would we say that this is a dangerous job? Why indeed?
这倒是有点令人惊讶的。 为什么这么说呢？怎么会是这个样子的呢？
After all, God has designed the church to have leaders, no?
毕竟教会的领袖是上帝设计出来的工作，不是吗？
As we read in 1 Corinthians 12:28, God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers.
所以在哥林多前书里面有写到，神在教会所设立的第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。
And in Ephesians 4:11, we read that he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
那么这里这一段经节又讲到，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
We have pastors and teachers and elders.
那么这里有牧师，有教师，更有长老。
Titus is commanded to appoint elders in the churches in every city.
那么在这一段经文里面讲到，在每一个城里面都应该有设立长老。
So the church should have leaders.
那么简单来讲，教会是应该有领袖的。
Pastors, teachers, elders, they're all under this umbrella term, episkopos, which means overseer. It's the most general term.
那么在教会里面，导师、教师、牧师、长老们，都是在这个的名词以下。希腊文里面叫做 episkopos， 可能最好的翻译就是主教或者是监督者这样子的翻译。
So where we get the English word bishop from, actually.
那么我们英文里面有主教这个名词。也是从这里得来的。
So any church leader can be described as an episkopos.
一般来讲，在教会里面的领袖们，可以简单的来说，都是在这个监督者的意思的含义之下。
What is the purpose of these overseers?
那么这些人是干些什么的呢？他们的职位是用来做些什么的呢？
As we continue in Ephesians chapter 4, we see the purpose for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ.
那么在以弗林书里面有写到，这些职位是应该要做些什么的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有教师和牧师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。这是他的目的。
And wanting to serve as an overseer, a church leader, is a good thing. We see in 1 Timothy 3:1.
那我们在提摩太前书里面看到，人们如果想要得到监督的职分，这是一个好事的。
So why is it the most dangerous job?
那么这应该是一个令人羡慕的善工，为什么是最危险的工作呢？
Here's why.
这就是为什么。
There are two passages in the Bible that are serious, serious warnings.
这里面我们看到在圣经里头有两段章节告诉我们，是这一段是提醒我们，让我们了解做这个领导者所受到的判断。
James 3:1 says, Let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment.
这一段里头写到，我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
An even more solemn warning is found in Hebrews 13:17.
可能以下的这个警醒更让我们是要慎重的来考虑。在希伯来书里面有写到，
Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account.
这里写到，你们要依那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻尽醒，好像那将来交账的人。
Think about it. In this one job, you are not only responsible for lives, you are responsible for people's eternal souls, and God will judge you for how you did it.
那么你想想，在这项工作里面提到，这个人不仅是要对人们的生命来负责，更要对人们永恒的灵魂负上责任，而上帝会根据你的工作来判断你。
He will hold you accountable for those people's souls.
他，上帝会要你来交账，因为你所看顾的是他们的灵魂。
So it's not something to be taken lightly to undertake a church leadership position of any sort.
那么看到这个，看到这段经文，应该要想到，我们不应该对这份工作，看得太轻松，要以有责任的、有责任感的态度来面对它，因为上帝是会用这个方式来判断你。
With great power comes great responsibility.
能力越大，责任越大。
And that should scare anyone who is thinking of taking on any sort of leadership role in the church.
这个应该会让在教会担当任何领袖的人要加以重视。圣经的这么的说法，这么的看重这个职位，你要有负责任，有责任感。
There is a job description in the Bible, and you will be held accountable for how you carried it out.
圣经里面也有为这个工作说明是要用什么方法来做事，那么你要愿意承担这样子的责任。
So why would anyone want to or indeed dare to take on such a responsibility?
那么这么严重的工，有这么严重的后果的工作，为什么会有人在教会想要担任这样的责任呢？
There are two reasons.
有两个原因。
Number one, there is such a crying need for good leaders.
第一个原因，在这里有是有迫切的需要。
There is such a crying need. We know the days are coming, and they're here now, when people in church will turn against the Bible and will follow fables instead.
我们知道，在今天像这样的日子，实际上是有迫切的需要要好的领导，因为我们知道，在教会中的人会把圣经给忘记了。让他们自己喜欢的预言或者自己喜欢的导师来领导他们。
And what happens then?
那这样会发生什么事呢？
You see the answer in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
这样的事情如果在教会发生的时候，便会有以下的情况出现，我的民因无知识而灭亡。
And there are some people who look at this tragic situation and cannot but say, here am I, send me.
当我们教会中有些人看到因为民因无知而灭亡，会这么说道，我在这里，叫我吧。
And the second reason is this, as we saw in our reading this morning,There is a great reward for those who serve as overseas and who do it properly.
那么第二个原因在圣经里面也有讲到，对于这些做得好的领导来说，是会有巨大的回报的。
You will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And again, in 1 Timothy 5:17, we see, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine.
那么在提摩太前书也写到，那善于管理教会的长老，当以为备受加倍的敬奉。那劳苦传道教的人，更当如此。
Especially in the word and doctrine.
特别是在神的话语和教义方面的教导，必须做得好。
And you need to rule well, and you need to be very careful about the word and doctrine.
在管理上面要，当然要管理得好，但是更加重要的是，在神的话语和教义相当重要。
Why? Well, because of this. There is this.
那么为什么呢？为什么要这么说呢？请看以下的经文。
So taking on any leadership role in the church is a high risk, high reward endeavor.
因此在教会担任任何的一个领导的工作都是一个高风险、高回报的这个任职来的。
So, should you do it?
那么你应该做这些工作吗？
Well, since it is high risk, high reward, I would say this. If you're going to do it, you need to minimize the risk by doing it right.
那我的建议是这样子，既然它是高风险高回报的工作，我要说你如果想要向这方面的发展的话，要尝试的把风险降到的最低，要用正确的方法来做这项工作。
I'll point out three things that can help in this area.
那么我会指出以下三点来帮助你。
First, you need to do it for the right reason.
第一点，我们做这个工作的时候是要出于正确的原因。
Paul warns that there are some who preach Christ from envy and strife. There are some who preach from selfish ambition, not sincerely.
那么有些人传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也并不是出于好事的，是出于想要结党或者是不诚实的。
I've seen that. I've seen churches where people step into leadership roles, leadership positions, so that others will look up to them, so they'll have faith, not because they actually care.
那我有看过像这样子的领袖，有些人想要在教会里面做领袖，是因为他们想得到人们的仰望，是因为他们自己觉得自己高过其他的人，并不是出于爱基督的心。
I've seen some who take on church leadership positions who aren't even Christians.
我曾经也见过有些在教会里面的领导连根本基督都不相信，不是基督徒的。
Envy, strife, selfish ambition, and there's of course this one.
那么除了刚刚所讲到的，他们是出于嫉妒，有纷争的心以外，还有这一下。
Those who do it for dishonest gain, and I think we're all quite familiar with your TV evangelists, for example.
那么更有些的领导是因为他们贪财，想要赚钱。那么我们也看过像这样的电视布道者。
Now, a lot of our churches, this is not a huge threat. There just isn't enough money there. But there are those who do it for yet other reasons.
那么一般来讲，在教会里面可能贪钱的是不会很多，因为一般来讲，在教会里面的人不一定有很多的钱。但是有另外一项因素，可能我们也要小心的看待。
The Apostle John, even in the time of the apostles, writing to church he founded, says there's a Diotrephes who's taken on a leadership position. Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us.
那么在约翰也在他写的经文里面曾经提到给我们，在教会中有一些为首的丢特非不接待我们，那么是为什么呢？
people who take church leadership positions simply to lord it over others.
是因为这些人想当一个统治他人的领导，他喜欢把自己的权力凌驾于其他人之上。
And unfortunately, it's very difficult to displace bad leaders once they're in.
那么一旦他们达到了这个可能这个领导的这个这个工作的时候，很难的把这个把这些人给调离。
So, should you do it? Well, to do it right, you need to make sure you have the right motives. That's the first thing, right motives.
因此我刚刚提到第一点，如果说想要当教会的领导，要确保你有正确的动机，这是很重要的。
And here's the second.
第二点。
There is a list of qualifications in the Bible for people who wish to serve as church leaders. It's given in 1 Timothy 3, 1 to 13, and supplemented in Titus 1, 6 to 9.
那么在提摩太前书里头也有提到，如果希望担任教会领袖的人，他们应该是要符合什么样的条件以及要求。那么这些经文说得很详细的，你也可以在这里可以看得到。
I'm not going to go through the list in detail now. It's there for you to read if you're interested. What I will point out is that God put it in the Bible for a reason.
那么除了提摩太前书后书，还有提多书里面也有提到许多的这些详细的清单，那么你希望你有时间的时候可以阅读，但是我想要指出的是，上帝把这些条件写得很清楚了。
He expects those who want to be leaders to measure up to these qualifications.
他对于领导者的期望，便是需要符合这些资格。
And he expects us to choose leaders who meet up to these qualifications.
那上帝也认为我们应该跟随这些的条例，这些的详细的条件来拣选教会里面的领导。
Do churches do that? I don't think so.
那么教会是用这些条件来选择他们的领导吗？我倒不这么认为。
I've gone to many interviews for pastoral positions at many churches in my time, and I can tell you not once did anyone on any search committee open his Bible to these passages and say, let's see how you match up.
那么我也去过许多的教堂，曾经试过和许多的教堂他们的选导委员会有过许多次的面试。但是我可以这么跟你说过，没有一次，没有任何的人打开了这段经文，在我面前这样的阅读，并跟我说，看你是如何匹配这些条件的呢？没有。
No, this is what they want to see. They want to see academic qualifications, your work experience, just like any other business company.
一般来讲，所有的教会都想要看你的学历，你的工作经验，好像任何一家商业机构一样的。
Churches pick leaders the way the world picks leaders, not the way the Bible says.
那么一般来讲，教会所选择领导的是像一般其他的商业机构一样的。那么这种事，如果是这样的话，教会会发生什么事呢？
So is it any surprise, folks, that this ends up happening? Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. I will attend to you for the evil of your doing.
那么所发生的事情就会像以下所写到，那些残害赶上我草场之羊的牧羊人出现了，把他的羊群给赶散了。
So if you want to serve as a church leader, number one, right motives. Number two, meet the qualifications. And then there's
那么如果说你想要选到这个想要当上好的领导者的话，第一要有好的出发点要是好的，第二要对于上帝所提到的当领导者的条件要符合的。I think there might be some technical difficulty with John. Am I the only one that can't really see him?
Think so. Well, same thing here.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was me or if that was John. But
Sorry, can you hear me?
yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah,
All right.
go ahead.
Sorry. Then. My internet needs to do something about it. It's crazy. But let's continue then. I'll go back one. Okay, so the third thing then that you need to make sure to do the job right is to understand the job description.
You have to share the slideshow, I believe, John.
Okay, Adrian, bring it over here. Let me quickly.
I'm trying to. You keep telling me, and you don't do what I tell you.
It's not really anything other than
Okay, it is. Look, now I just turn it on. Okay.
John, you're fine. We can see you. We can hear you. Everything's good.
Okay. I didn't hear the translation though. Is Johnny okay?
Johnny's okay too, I think.
Yeah, sorry. Where's your PowerPoint?
You don't see that?
It's gone.
No.
No.
You don't need this now.
About that.
No worries.
All right, so the third thing then to make sure you do this right is to understand the job description.
那么第三件第三个建议呢，就是说你一定要了解这个工作到底是要做些什么事情。
There's already a hint of it in here, what we saw before, and in here.
那么在接下来这两段经文里面，已经有暗示到了我们应该要做些什么事情。
If we want to know what the job description is, the place to go is the pastoral epistles, the three letters written by Paul, not to entire churches, but to church leaders to teach them how to lead and what they are to do.
那么在接下来里头也提到了，在我们统称的牧师书信之中找到了有这三封信，是提摩太前书和后书以及提多书。这三封信不是保罗写给整个教会的，而是写给教会的领导人的，目的是教他们如何领导，要做些什么。
As we go through these letters, this is what keeps showing up.
那我们在这些牧师书信里面看到了有一个共通点。
Charge some that they teach no other doctrine. That's 1 Timothy 1:3. Nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:6.
在这两段经文，我们可以看到，好分数那几个人不可传异教，提醒这弟兄们，便是基督耶稣基督的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得到了教育。然而，英文里面这个 doctrine 写到，就是教会里面的教义。
Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:13. Holding fast the faithful words as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict.
接下来，我们亦可以看到，你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，直到我来，坚守所教的真实的道理。就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒。教义 doctrine 这个字一直都出现在这几段经文里头。
Titus 2:1, as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine. Titus 2:7, in all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility.
在提多书这些两段经文里面又讲到，但你所讲的要合乎那纯正的道理，你自己凡事要显现出善行的榜样，在教训上要正直端庄。一样的又出现了 doctrine 这个英文的字母字义，也就是讲到在教义方面是非常的注重的。
So you know what keeps being emphasized? Doctrine, doctrine. Teach sound doctrine, defend sound doctrine.
这里头、讲到要教出纯正的、正直的、端庄的教育，真实的教义要守卫着它。
For example, what do you do if someone...
举个例子。Sorry, go ahead.
For example, what do you do if someone in your congregation comes to you and says the speaker taught something wrong? Do you just blow him off?
那么我举个例子好了。如果里面、如果教会里面有一个人、来到了你面前跟你说，之前听到了一个、传道者、传道人所讲的教义是讲错了，那你应该怎么做呢？
What if that person is right?
如果这个人讲的是对的呢？这个传道人的确是讲了一些错误的教义。
The leader has to know the true doctrine and correct the person who is wrong, which may be the person who came to you from the congregation, or maybe the speaker.
那作为一个领导者，你要知道什么才是真正的教义，什么才是正确的，不然的话，你怎么知道是、另外一个、传道人讲错的，还是你自己教会里面的人讲错的了呢？
But as you see here, you have to exhort and convict those who contradict, not just ignore them.
Sorry, John, I don't think I heard you there.不好意思，各位有听清楚吗？我刚刚又听不大清楚了，对不起。
John的 connection 又是有点问题。
I think he's just switching to hotspot now.
All right, so what happens if somebody comes into your congregation, if somebody from your congregation says that the speaker taught something wrong? Do you just ignore that person?
那么假设在教会的会中之呢，有人来跟牧者说，之前听到了这个传道人所讲的话语是错误的。应该怎么办呢？告诉他，叫他闭嘴吗？或是离开吗？
What if he's right?
如果这个人是对的呢？
So the leader has to know the true doctrine, and he has to correct the person who is wrong, which may be this person approaching, or it may actually be the speaker.
那么作为教会里的领导者，就需要知道，什么是真正的教义。需要知道哪一个人是讲错的，有可能是这个、另外一个传道人讲错的，也有可能是这个会众里面的人就讲错了。
The leader's job is to exhort and convict, not to ignore.
那么教会的领导所需要做的是劝勉，让人信服，把这个教义交给人的，而不是忽视他。
So, now you remember this. You have to look out for these people as you're giving account for their souls. We saw that before. Look at what it says in 1 Timothy 4:16.
那么我们之前在希伯来书这边看到，我们所要、 所要看到是你们要依从那些引导你们的，要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒。那么怎么样才能拯救这些人的灵魂呢？我们也在提摩太前书里面所看到，这里写道。
Very important verse. Take heed to yourself.
这里写到，你若将这些事提醒弟兄们。
It must be overheated, you know. It's okay.
All right, let's continue. So 1 Timothy 4:16, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
那么在提摩太前书四章十六节提到，你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，那便是耶稣基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得到了教育。那么他们的救赎，这些灵魂是取于对于正确的教育的了解和信和相信，这正是领导者所要负责的。
You see, their salvation, their eternal souls, the ones for which you are accountable, depend on knowing and believing the true doctrine, and that is what the leader is most responsible for.
他们的灵魂，他们所得到的救赎是攫取于对于真正基督教的教义的了解和信仰，这才是领袖们所要负责的。
And again, you see in Acts chapter 20, when Paul is giving his farewell address to the Ephesian elders, he says to them, I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God.
在使徒里面，保罗和使徒书里面，保罗和Ephesian 这些长者们，所说的时候，他认为自己是无罪的，没有是应该要释放的。为什么呢？是因为他把所有应该指导神的旨意、神的教义一样避讳没有不传给你们的。
He didn't just teach them true doctrine, he taught them all of it. He did not leave anything out just because some people might not want to hear it.
他不但把正确的教义教导了给大家，他将所有他所知道的都教导了 给大家，没有一样说是因为有避忌而不传给你们的。
So Paul was the example of how a leader should be. He did it for the right reasons. He met the job qualifications and he taught sound doctrine.
他说到自己的确的将他自己所有的工作都做好了，他也负责了，他把所有应该教导的教义都交给了全部的人。
So there you go, folks, the most dangerous job in the world, pastor, elder, deacon, it's a great thing to do.
所以弟兄姐妹们这就是最危险的工作了，教会的牧师领导。是一个高风险、高回报的工作。
But you have to have the right motives. You have to meet the specified requirements, and you have to teach the true, sound doctrine and all of it.
那么这些人们一定要有好的动机、正确的动机，而对于上帝所提出的要求需要能够达到，而对于上帝所提出来需要做的工作教导正确的教义，全部的教义也需要去做到。
You cannot blow off people who challenge you. You have to convince them with sound doctrine.
如果有人因为教义方教义方面的问题而来指正你，你需要用合理的教义来说服他们，让他们能够信服你。
And you cannot teach church traditions that contradict the word of God.
而且你要教导的不是那一些教会里面所一些传统的、 一些条文可能对上帝的真正的道义有相抵触的这些事情。
So if you can do all these, give it to yourself, folks. There's great reward in being a leader in a church.
如果你觉得可以做到我刚刚所说的所有的事情，我向你慎重的考虑一下，因为您所得到的回报是很大的，是由上帝那边得来的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we know that you have appointed leaders for the church, but you have also told us what you want them to do and what they must be like.
主啊，你的确指出到我们在教会里面需要有需要好的领导，而这些领导你也告诉了他们应该要如何来做这一份工作。
But I pray that you will help us understand how serious this charge is.
主啊，我希望你也可以让我们了解作为领导是多么重大的责任。
But also, Lord, that you are looking for people to stand into this gap.
主啊，我们也了解你意在找寻适当的人选来担任教会的领导们。
May you put into our hearts, Lord, the desire and willingness to serve and to live up to the qualifications, Lord, and the commitment to teach sound and true doctrine.
那么主啊，如果你有给我们教会里面的弟兄姐妹们有这一方面的心，有这一方面的责任，有这方面的想要符合您所提出来的条件。
In Jesus' name we ask these and pray. Amen.
让他们能够达到做这个工作的目标和认定，在耶稣的名，我们这样祷告，阿门。